area remained safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment. All available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's on her way to Oregon, and Ted Leidy is here with me, retired Command Sergeant Major in the Army. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's with super coffee. They've got the pumpkin latte going here. It's that time of the year. And, of course, walk next door to the best, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Remember, you know, you got a lot of holidays coming up, and there's a lot of good presents over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, three students here in California, in Southern California, wore shirts with T-shirts with the flag of the United States on them. The principal of the school said either turn them inside out or go home, and they went home. A month later, their parents sued the school district and the school for a infringement on their First Amendment rights because they were told that they could not have an American flag on their T-shirts. This is up in the Ninth Circuit Court, and so far we don't know what it's going to say. Ted.
Well, I hope they win. End of story. It's an obvious infringement on their personal rights, First Amendment especially. Come on now. Just one more. It's just indicative of things that have gone awry anyway.
Well, you know what? The other parts of this is it was Cinco de Mayo Day. They were celebrating Cinco de Mayo Day in a school that has a significant Hispanic population. And they were said, oh, there's going to be problems. There's going to be, there's threats of violence because these young men wore the American flag where the school is, you know, in a school that's flying the American flag. And when is it that you can have, if you wear the American flag and then you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, why should you be worried that you're going to get beat up because you're wearing the flag of the country you're in? I guess my problems here with this are that Cinco de Mayo Day, I mean, that should be something. Okay, it's the independence of the country of Mexico. I've been down in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo Day. It is not a big thing down there. At least it didn't used to be. They didn't celebrate
it.
Holiday anything.
In Mexico. It's not the independence of Mexico. It was made up in America.
That's
for
right.
American Mexicans.
Yeah, I know. And so the thing is, you don't see them celebrating down there. The only people you see down there is Americans getting drunk and partying. And then here in this country, and you celebrate Cinco de Mayo in an American school with the American flag flying, and some kids in the school wear an American flag, they are the ones that are punished. Am I right or am I wrong here? I mean,
it's a takeaway of a liberty. That's what it is. And it's really the school district's problem, in my opinion. I mean, if they can't control the students, if they're going to be moved to violence because of what somebody is wearing, that's their issue, not the poor kid that's wearing an American flag on his shirt. I mean, it's like wearing a San Francisco, a Giants jersey to a Dodgers game and getting beat up. There's no difference. It's the same exact thing. It's the stadium's problem. It's law enforcement's problem. It's the system's problem. You don't take away the liberties of an individual because you can't control the mass.
Well, that's the truth. And then that's happened. You had the, Dodgers fan.
Happened.
Usually the Dodgers fan or the, was beat up by the Oakland people or San Francisco people, or the San Francisco Giant fan that was beat up by the LA people. I'm not sure which it is because there's so many of them, but the one that was almost killed because he wore the wrong t-shirt.
That's right.
No, but the bottom line is they're saying, well, schools have a right to be able, they have a right to say what kids can wear. But when they can start saying is, you know, that when they take it to the point where well, you have an American flag on, that's dangerous to wear. There's something a lot more wrong in that school than the wearing of the flag.
Oh, absolutely.
If the wearing of an American flag causes the principal and the staff to believe that the kids are going to get beat up because the other kids in the school find that symbol a one that disgusts them and to the point where they or infuriates them enough to beat up the person wearing it. What's next? What if, let's put it this way. What if they've worn the Mexican flag on their t-shirts during the 4th of July or during Independence Day or something like that? Would the same thing have happened? Are we making too much out of this?
Oh, absolutely not. We just said, hey, come on over. Let's have a Corona. I'm serious.
I'm not sure that's going to happen in high school. But the bottom line is this is the teachers, the staff at a school have a broader application of their powers because of in the school. And, you know, they can say things like you can wear uniforms. You have to wear a uniform. Savannah, when you grew up, did you have to wear uniforms or anything like that?
I did not.
But in schools, a lot of schools today, mm-hmm. you see it. My granddaughter wears a uniform down in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, and it's a nice school, nice area, but they all wear the same clothes. And so there's no differentiation where you have kids wearing a different type, and the buttons can only be buttoned, you know, so far down, and if their skirts or shorts they're wearing, they've got to conform to this, to the regulations. I mean, I can understand that, but the part of if you're losing, you know, if you wear an American flag, and I can't help but think is that when they wore the flag, and let's just face it, if you wear an American flag on that day, it's a predominantly, you know, Hispanic school. You know, it's okay. An American school with Hispanic, you know, Hispanic kids in it. Did they do it to cause a reaction?
Well, that could be it, but I think that's a different issue. And besides that, the last time I looked at that, they probably had the American flag flying over the school on the same day they were told to go home, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's it. So, okay. I just think it's going to be interesting to see what the Ninth Circuit Court says. The land values changing back here to Redding, the appraisal for the land values for Turtle Bay to buy the property. Turtle Bay has one appraisal. The city has another appraisal. And now they have to make a third appraisal. If those appraisals are more than 15% apart, they were going to have to go to a third appraisal. So it sounds like they're more than 15% apart. The unions have said, hey, look, you know what? If anything happens here, we will not allow prevailing wage to be paid. We're going to fight it. You know, they've made the vow to fight for prevailing wage because they said it's not fair. Both sides. You've got three on the city council say go forward with this. Rick Bassetti, Francie Sullivan, and Missy MacArthur. And then you've got two, Gary Cadd and, Patrick Jones are saying they shouldn't go forward. We shouldn't be selling land, this land anyway. Well, the land's under lease for 99 years, as we know. And it's about time we, you know, when, when we start hearing about the third appraisal one more time, is to get both sides back in here again. All three sides, really, the unions, the city, and Turtle Bay, and see what's going to happen here. Turtle Bay is saying that this should be, the land should be appraised with a 99-year lease on it because that's what it's got. The city and the unions are saying, well, no, it shouldn't be appraised with the lease on it because it's, you know, you're going to give up the lease anyway. I, frankly, have bought homes before with lease-held property. I don't remember them taking the lease off because I had it leased. So this is going to be an interesting, it's an interesting dichotomy right now, and I can't wait to see how it ends. When we come back, we're coming back with the Stand Down Guys, a way to help homeless veterans and to help people, help veterans have had a, fallen on some hard times. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, China's economy grew by 7.8% in the third quarter year over year. That's the fastest growth rate of 2013 in the world's second largest economy. Analysts credit a boost in government spending, including tax cuts and railway investment. The previous quarter's growth of 7.5% was a two-decade low. Meanwhile, San Francisco transit workers are on strike for the second time in 4 months. Workers at BART, the Bay Area's rapid transit system, walked off the job at midnight. Despite agreements on health care, pension, and economic issues, talks broke down over work rules. BART is the country's fifth largest transit system with more than 400,000 daily commuters. And Safeway is announcing plans to increase the company's stock repurchase program by $2 billion. The food and drug retailer operates 1,400 stores and had annual sales of $37.5 billion last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
We believe in success, hard work, and doing it for ourselves. We understand opportunity, free markets, and freedom. We appreciate what it takes to have vision, to create, and to build. That's why capitalism lives here. We remember the ideals this country was founded on. We know you make things happen, and that's how you make the American dream happen. That's why capitalism lives here. Only on the Fox Business Network.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way up to Oregon, but I have Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. You know,
I know you're spending a lot of time on that little iPad of yours.
I'm looking up the school uniform deal that we were talking about earlier.
Oh.
You know, the Philadelphia school system just went to school uniforms to all 229,000 students.
Well, you know what? They found that this causes, you know, causes less problems in the schools when you get into that. You're not into the wearing and the gang colors, I think, is part of it, I would think. But then,
oh, absolutely.
Hey, the weather today is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends there. Today, sunny, 82 degrees. It's 52 degrees right now. It's going to be a great day tonight, low about 51. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunny, just like today. It's going to be a perfect day. Around here. This is where Northern California weather is just outstanding. Again, weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for, veterans and for seniors. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated. Okay, we're getting to that time of the year again for our North Valley stand down. And Dave Cockrell's here with us, and we're going to talk about the, a stand down. What is that exactly, Dave?
The stand down, Carl, started about 1988 in San Diego. And it goes back to, I believe, the Vietnam War. Stand down was a time when you were able to get away from the battlefield, away from the stress. And you're probably aware of how much stress is during that time.
Well, you have on the stand downs would allow you to do catch up on all like you say, you know, medical stuff, you know, paperwork, but it got everybody back off the ledge there. And so you could have a couple of days and then, before you headed back out again.
Yeah. So anyway, the stand down started in San Diego and it progressed up to Northern. I believe it started in 2006 here in Reading. And, it's a way of a hand up, not a hand out. The idea is to get, our veterans that are out in the field at the, don't have the access to certain medical or they're out camping, try to get them out of that situation.
Well, you know, this is I've been down there for, every one of them. I think it started, 06? So I was here in 07, so probably from 07 on. It's going to be at Shasta District Fairgrounds. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday. And one of the things that they've started is, and they've been doing very successfully, is court assistance. They've got people from the Shasta County Court there to help people with, misdemeanors.
Yes, it's just misdemeanors this year. If you're going to register for that, you must be down there, Thursday, 8 to 4 p.m. is registration, and Friday to 8 till noon, because court will start at 1, and you have to be there Friday. Before noon, if you want to get into that system.
That's right. And last year, they helped a lot of people. They got their driver's licenses back for many people, which really is a way of helping because now they can drive legally.
So how exactly does that work? You said court will start at 1. You have an administrator there from the courthouse?
Or? Yes, there's an administrator. I'm not really into the court. I'm more into the birthing area.
But that's right. They have a couple court, recorders there. They have somebody they're able to make decisions. They'll take the case. They'll look them up. They've got their computers linked in and they'll see, okay, I lost my right to drive because of this and it's since been fixed. They've got minor things. It could be something, you know, like tickets or it's minor stuff. It's misdemeanors. It won't go any further than a misdemeanor, but a lot, you know, people with misdemeanors, you know, that on there, they can be picked up, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is one way they get it all, they get it cleared up, but they've got to be there at the fairgrounds by 12 noon on Friday, October 25th. And court registration is Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. So you want to get everybody there that needs to go to court. But this isn't just for, it's veterans and their families.
That's too. Correct. Veterans and their families. I mean, it's, we're going to have all kinds of, providers there is what we call them, from, general assistance, CalWORKs, food stamps. We're going to have Department of Child, Support Services. And there's much more. DMV is going to be there. So this is supposedly to help. And they found that if they take care of it outside the courtroom like there have been, it takes financial burden off the court system itself.
And Bob Dunlap in the Veterans Service Office is going to be there. They're always got a lot of great advice.
Yeah, we're going to have a county service officer there. When the veteran gets in there, the normal procedure is they go to registration, and a lot of them don't carry DD-214 with you. So we have the county service officers there, and they sort of try to help obtain the information for the veteran. And if they need any services for the county that can help them, you know, a lot of us have a disability from being in the service. So this is one way. Then you go into the medical side. One thing to stress, we do not allow drugs or illegal medications, if you want to call it.
Alcohol. There.
Alcohol. Because this is a stand down. This is a protective area. And we do have rules, and those rules are there to
make it safe for everybody.
Right.
All right. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're with Dave Cockrell from the North Valley Stand Down Association talking about the stand down that's going to be happening October 24th, 25th, and 26th. That's a big weekend because the 25th is the day we open up also the Veterans Home. It has its grand opening there. So we're working things that we can get the word out about what's happening on stand down. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Dave Cockrell from the North Valley Stand Down Association.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long, with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's on her way up to Oregon, and Ted Lighty, my buddy's here, is my co-host. And that's Taking Care of Business, one of our favorite songs.
BTO, circa 1973, for those of you who care.
We all care. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, Redding Crown Motors is your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford dealership. Of course, I'm driving that Ford F-150. I know you drive that. You were driving that Dodge Ram there.
Oh, yeah.
Until you got it stolen, and then you got it back. It's another story. Yeah. But I tell you what, you go down there, it's your neighbors giving you great deals on cars, trucks, or SUVs, brand new, previously owned, you name it, they've got it, and they're going to make a great deal because they care about you. And the service department at Redding Crown Motors is just second to none. Drop on down today or this weekend at 555 Cypress Avenue. See what they have. You're going to be really happy if you do. Give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Okay, we're talking to Dave Cockrell here from the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2013. For all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a hand out. And it goes for 3 days, October 24th, 25th, and 26th. And it offers a lot of services. Now, the ones that I liked when I was there last year when I was doing a remote, Dave, was I got to talk to some men that had been there the year before, and via the services here to get them out of their straits right there, they had jobs and they had come back to talk about that.
Yes. We did have some. In fact, I was down there, we do have a standing rule that if you stay the night, your stuff has to stay there because you get special items. So if you're going to stay the night, we require you to stay the whole duration because if you leave, you're not going to get that special issues.
Right.
We had two successful where two homeless veterans actually got housing. They were put into some housing. A couple items. We do need some items that for the stand down. One of them, we do provide pet services from Anderson Veterinary, and
their animals are looked at,
right? And we have to transport them. What we need is some large cages for the animals. The other thing is we do need some bodies for security. And this is 4-hour shifts because it's a lockdown, not a lockdown, but it's a secure area. And we want the veterans to feel secure, and we don't want We don't want people to be able to pass alcohol or drugs. So we close the gates. We have security at each gate to make sure this doesn't happen.
It's not like you're walking through and, it's checking people or anything like that. You're just keeping the gate shut.
And it's we do check backpacks and stuff because we don't want knives and stuff. We want them to feel safe, and that's the most important thing. So on to security, if someone could call, and I'll give you the number of the individual that's going to take care of that, the number is 356-0342. I'll give that again, 356-0342. It's Ralph Clay. We call him RC. So if you can provide some time, that's for 4 hours, to stand security watch for them, that would be appreciated.
Okay, we're talking about the North Valley Stand Down. This is the seventh year it's been here. And what it does is it takes homeless veterans and their families in and provides a temporary shelter for those 3 days. Food, and the food that was cooked last year, who provides the food on this?
Well, it's provided by several, it's actually money that's donated.
Right.
That gets it. I think AmVets donated a large sum of money to the food this year.
Great.
So that was one. You know,
and the people that cook it, though, I mean, they're out there.
Oh, that was retired Sergeant Leedy. Jim Leedy.
Okay. I know that he was out there, and he was doing a great job out there.
Yes.
Okay, just want to remind everybody, if you know somebody, you know, it's a veteran that needs some help here, this is the place for them to go, because this is one-stop shopping. This has, it's going to be job services, unemployment insurance information, food, VA benefits information, and VA benefits for veterans has been earned. This has been earned. This isn't just an entitlement. This is an earned, that they have, that they should be receiving, but maybe they don't know about. Medical services, drug and alcohol counseling, Social Security information, the Shasta County Women's Refuge is going to be there to help. Clothing and hygiene comfort kits. The big thing, of course, is court assistance with misdemeanors on Friday. Driver's license, ID information, general assistance. Event transportation available. And you got to tell people where they can pick up.
All right. Yeah, we have a schedule. When I say it's available, it's a long list. We have a northern, southern, and a central route. And it goes all the way up to Weaverville for the northern. And
I think they were down in Corning last time. But I wanted to think it was Corning. You know, Dave, how many people, you know, this helps hundreds every time.
Yeah, I think I can't remember how many. I think it was over 300 last time.
That's what I thought.
That's good.
Yeah, 300 people. And you think about this. This is veterans and their families. The medical and dental, they're taking a look at.
Okay, now the dental, we're having issues this year.
Okay.
We usually get the Hope van, and I guess they're still working on that. But if we don't get the Hope van, VA has a very stringent policy on dental.
Okay.
So.
Well, here's the other thing, that the Shasta County Veterans Service is going to be there, and they're going to help out with those DD Form 214s. That's the first step, is getting your DD Form 214 before you can get any of these benefits, even in the region, not just for stand down. But if you don't have a DD Form 214 and really don't know where to get it, this would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
Really head down to stand down and try to get that DD Form 214 in your hand so that you can access the benefits. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, Dave, who else do we, okay, the, for more information, call, 530-356-0342 or 530-357-5235.
Yes. The 357-5235, that's mine, but I'll be probably gone this weekend. But if you call and leave a message,
we'll just leave
I'll
lots
get back
of messages
to you.
For yes. you. This, we've been talking to Dave Cockrell here for the North Valley Stand Down Association. It's going to be a week. Well, it's going to be next week, starting next Thursday.
Right.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's correct.
And if you want to help out here, give the call to 356-0342. Last thoughts on this one.
We are still needing some issue, clothing, and it has to be long shirts. We do need towels and good shoes, but my whole goal is try to get at least one, if I can, off the streets. And so far, I have seen ones people come back and actually volunteer after they've yes. been through this. So, it like I said, it's not a hand up. It's not a hand out. It's a hand up. And I've seen a lot of success stories, and that's what makes you feel good.
That's what I saw last year. And we'll be down there. I'll be down there on a remote next Thursday morning. Yeah. And down at this, when it's starting off, I don't know everything that's going to happen down there, but we'll be down there to help get this thing started.
This is not only just for homeless. It's also for any veteran. It could be the family of veterans.
That's right.
You know, any veteran that is in distress. I mean, we are going to have – they have counseling down there. So this is a good time for anyone that's in the distress, and it's a shame, but a lot of people don't know that there's a high suicide rate in the military now, especially the younger ones coming back. And anytime we can help them, that's something we need to do.
Okay. North Valley Stand Down Association, we'll talk about it more here over this coming week. Stand Down 2013, Shasta District Fairgrounds next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Dave, appreciate what you...
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy, good morning, my friends. It is 7:56 in the morning. 58 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Next week, also on the Friday, October the 25th, they're going to have the grand opening of the Veterans Home. The Veterans Home, yahoo, finally, we got it open. You know, great people down there. I've been talking to Gary Moore, who is their public affairs guy, and it sounds like it's going to be a great, great opening. We'll be there that day. I think they're asking everybody to, if anybody wants to come down and look. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be kind of maybe limited seating, so you probably have to give them a call or an RSVP. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there. You know, the North States Nutrition Experts, not only do they have the in-store deli, but they've got the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. Their classes are going on up there on healthy living, on diet, on natural foods. All of this at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141 or stop by 221 Locust Street right in the Cypress Square Barbershop area or Cypress Square Shopping Center area. And the Cypress Square Barbershop is in there. All right, Orchard Nutrition. Okay. Do you think, one of the things we were talking about, and we only got a couple minutes left here, Obama's attitude, in the military?
Yeah, very, very poor. Very poor. And you know, we were talking about the stand down with Dave a moment ago and how the suicide rate is up in the military. And you know, when there is not a feel good, when you're serving, and of course you know this after your many years, when you're serving, when you feel good about the country that you're serving, it's much easier to serve. You know, people are like, oh, thank you for your service. And I was like, hey, you know what? I loved it. I can't think of anything better to do with my entire young adult life than to be a soldier, to be a warrior for this great nation. Now, all of a sudden, if you ask 90% of the people on the street, they're like, hey, this place is broken, man. What do
well,
you, and, you know?
And you've got to kind of, you know, and I agree with you to the point up to the point where it's, you fight for the country.
That's
and,
right.
And the ideals. But when you have the political leadership, and I don't, you know, and Bush, you know, can jump into this one too, but you have the political leadership that makes you feel like they don't really care.
That's right.
Oh
well,
yeah, you know, some platitudes. Oh yeah, but you know what? 100 or a million cases backlogged in the VA, tearing down the structures. People just don't realize just how bad this military is going to be in about 5 years. Right now as Hagel just said, we're on the, on the spot right now is that the Army is not going to be able to fight more than one war at a time. In other words, if something happens someplace else, the Army's out of luck because of the funding.
Oh, absolutely. And you'll never replace the ground pounders.
No, you always
need
boots. You're
not going to replace the ground pounders. You're just not going to be able to do it.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here for the news. When we come back, Erica Piper, Reading Christian School, is going to be here with us. And we haven't had them on the show, so we're going to talk about what they're doing and how they're making their students such a success. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
For news, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Strong third quarter results have sent Google shares past the $1,000 mark for the first time. Shortly after the markets opened, Google Inc. shares jumped more than 12%, up to $1,002. That's where they are more or less right now. The stock had never before surpassed $928 a share in regular market trading since Google went public at $85 a share 9 years ago. The reward for exceeding earnings expectations in the third quarter. A new report, meanwhile, says funding for U.S. startups rose in the third quarter from year-ago levels. We get a closer look at that from SRN's Jeremy House.
Total investments in startups increased 17% to $7.78 billion from $6.63 billion during the third quarter of 2012. The number of deals went up 7% to just over 1,000. The software industry made up the largest area of the funding at $3.57 billion, a 77% increase from a year ago.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel suggested endless uncertainty about shutdowns and possible furloughs for government workers, including at the Pentagon, leaves the workforce on edge.
People have to have some confidence that they have a job that they can rely on. I know there are no guarantees in life, but we can't continue to do this to our people.
And in an open letter to the workforce, Defense Secretary Hagel said the department still faces budget uncertainties. Also at SRNnews.com, as authorities hunt for two killers who were mistakenly freed by bogus court documents, prison officials say they're going to do all they can to make sure that no such phony documents result in releases like this. Again, Florida Department of Corrections spokeswoman Misty Cash spoke to WCTV.
We are going to do whatever needs to be done to make sure that public safety is number one.
The new review comes 3 weeks after convicted murderer Joseph Jenkins walked right out of prison despite a life sentence. This is SRN News.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
It isn't hard to see what's right in front of you. Washington needs to change, but the president keeps playing politics. I'm Governor Rick Perry, and when I look around this country, there's another story. Conservative governors are reforming taxes and regulations, helping small businesses grow. They're balancing budgets, putting people back to work. Families are building their futures. We need more of that and less of Washington. Find out how. Join Americans for Economic Freedom.
To join, visit usaeconfreedom.org, paid for by Americans for Economic Freedom.
Another recall for Toyota.
The automaker is recalling 803,000 vehicles in the U.S. because their airbags or power steering could stop working. The Camry and Camry Hybrid, Avalon and Avalon Hybrid, and Venza from the 2012 and 2013 model years are affected. Toyota says water from the air conditioning condenser can leak onto the airbag control module and cause a short circuit. That could illuminate the airbag warning light, disable the airbag, or cause the airbags to deploy inadvertently. Owners will be notified starting next month. Toyota will repair the problem for free. Keith Peters, SRN News.
General Electric has beaten the estimate for third quarter profits. GE says that net income fell 9% in the third quarter as the company struggles to grow revenue and profits after shedding media and banking assets. GE earned $3.19 billion. This is SRN News. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign against supersized sugary drinks will be taken up by that state's highest court.
The New York Court of Appeals will review a lower court ruling striking down the law that would stop many eateries from selling the drinks. The lower court said the City Board of Health exceeded its authority by putting a 16-ounce size limit on high-calorie soft drinks. The cap would have applied to restaurants, stadiums, and many other places.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. Barriers came down yesterday at federal memorials and National Park Service sites, including the National Zoo, where this woman says her daughter always has a favorite.
Ellie's favorite is the zebra. That's the first thing she heads toward every single time. She also loves to go to the elephant house and see the new elephant, Bozy.
And yesterday was a work day at offices and federal landmarks stretching from the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia to Alcatraz Island. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, October the 18th. Oh my gosh, 7:08 in the morning. It's Friday. Yes, and Friday means football and high school football, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Welcome. Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Oregon and going up there to see some plays. So my friend Ted Light is here with me. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know what? I'm always glad to have you around. You know, first of all, you're big and you know, if somebody runs into the studio for some reason by accident, you know, you can fill that doorway with yourself.
I've been waiting for that my whole life.
Hey, let's start off with our friends at the Wells Fargo, for our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 15,356. The S&P 500 is positive 4 at 1737, and the NASDAQ is positive 31 at 3894. Active stocks today include General Electric up 64 cents at 2532, and Facebook up $2.05 at 5426. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 8 cents at $19.01, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 13 cents at $41.49. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year bond yield to 2.58%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 29 cents at $100.96. Gold is down $7.60 at $1,315.40, and silver is down one penny at $21.93. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because the markets, as you can tell, who knows what's going on? Well, Wells Fargo Advisors knows what's going on with the markets. And Savannah, what's the weather look like for not only today, but this whole weekend?
Well, currently it is 61 degrees. Today's going to get up to a high of 82 and a low of 51. Saturday's going to be sunny, high of 81, low of 51. And Sunday's going to be a high of 82 and a low of 53. So it's going to be a beautiful week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
Locally owned, family operated. Hello. I like the way you say hello.
Hello.
Is that hello? 51. You know what? I like cold weather. I like it. I can sleep better, but I tell you what, with my sleep number bed, my number is 50. I sleep great. I can't say enough about Sleep Number. And if Linda was here, she'd say it too. I mean, she's going to sleep now. I mean, she falls asleep right at 9 o'clock. And she, you know, and then she sleeps all through the night, as I am, as elk killer. That's how good Sleep Number is. Only Sleep Number beds feature dual air technology, which means that, Linda can sleep with one number on her side. And her number, by the way, is, 55, a little bit higher than mine. And I can have my side of it. You know, Sleep Number, over 6 million people sleep on this mattress. So if you need a firmer mattress and your partner needs a softer surface, there you go. You don't have to compromise. And right now they're having the sale is queen mattresses start at $699 at your Sleep Number store. And you can take advantage of their 36-month financing on the newest innovations. The Sleep Number store right here in town is in the Target Shopping Center. Kind of, when you go in there, kind of like casually look to your left as you're driving into Target. And it's there behind them. It's McDonald's. There's four stores together. We have, of course, our Sleep Number store, but then there's a Vitamin Shop and there's a Subway shop. The people that work there are just outstanding. They're going to tell you what your Sleep Number is. They're going to show you what your Sleep Number is. American made. What can I say? In Sleep Number beds are American made. Lifetime guarantees. You can't say more than that. Sleep Number.
I slept on a Sleep Number before. That's the one with the remote, right?
Yeah. You can adjust it, and you're starting to see them, and you're starting to see them in hotels because people are getting great night's sleep on that.
Yeah, I love them. The only problem was it was in a hotel that I stayed on it, and I spent a good time just playing with the remote, trying to figure out my number. I think I was about a 63. I loved it. It took about 3 hours to get right.
About your age, huh?
Yeah. It was one night I stayed, and half the night I stayed up playing with the bed till I figured it out. It was great. I'm saving up for one right now.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. We have Erica Piper here, who is going to talk to us about Redding Christian School. Now, there's a lot going on here. It's been a long, long time since we've had y'all on, and there are so many things that y'all are involved in that we need to talk about. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, have a great Friday. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on her way to Oregon. I have Ted Leidy here. Time is 8:14 in the morning. It's 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people there at Alliance Heating and Air. They believe in quality, and they believe in treating their customers just like family. There's nothing that they can't find and fix and maintain, because this is the time of the year that you need to make sure your heaters are maintained. Everything's clean. The ducts are connected, which is a huge thing, air ducts, and also the fact that the filters are changed. Alliance Heating and Air, they serve you at just the right temperature. That's a cute little saying. I like that. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Erica Piper. You finally got on.
Yes, good You've morning.
You've been here waiting. You've been so patient. You're the site principal out at Reading Christian.
Yes, I am. Yeah, thank you for having me. I love having opportunities to talk about our school.
Well, you know what? One of the things, we like talking about schools, and this is just kind of the way it's worked out, but it just turns out it worked out on a day when it's football. And you are having like one of the biggest games of the year too, so.
It is. Yeah, we have a great game tonight up in Dunsmuir. It's the only other, 8-man football team that's undefeated in our league. And we lost them last year in the section champs. So this is a big game for us, and our boys really want to win, really want to pull this out tonight, so.
And if you haven't ever seen 8-man football, when I was a young man, the first school I played for, it was a small school in North Carolina, and we played 8-man football. And 8-man football is a lot different than 11-man football. I mean, it's almost like it's artistry out there. Many times, the pounding going back and forth you see in 11-man football doesn't really happen in 8-man football. It's really fast and it moves well. And
very
it's
fast,
exciting.
Very entertaining for sure. Yes.
Anyway, okay, Erica, how did you get into being the site principal? I mean, you're the head honcho of everything.
Yeah.
How'd you get into this?
I started my teaching career in a Christian school, in a private school in Chico, and I worked for many years in public schools while my kids stayed in a Christian school, so that they were being taught the things that were important to my husband and I. Came up here this is our sixth year at Reading Christian School, and have been the principal there for 4 years, site principal for the last 2 years. All of our kids go there. It's a great place.
Reading Christian School has a really good, I guess you say, average for people graduating and going on to college?
They do, yes. We're really proud to boast that for the past 5 years, we've had 100% of our seniors go on to college or universities directly out of high school. So very proud of that. We take a lot of pride in our academics and how we can really prepare our students to go for their future and into the community and really give back.
Well, that was the other thing you were talking about, is that your students go out and get involved with the community a lot.
Yeah, they do. One of our a great part of our mission statement and one of our core values is really training our students to serve their communities and serve the world. And we do that from our 3-year-olds all the way to our high schoolers. In fact, they've helped the local rescue mission, built the Hope Center. You'll see them involved in numerous community cleanup days.
They just really have a heart to serve, and we really practice that from our staff all the way down. Parents get involved in that. So it's a great way to give back and train this generation to be able to serve our communities.
Well, I know that a number of your students I know this may sound, it sounds a little strange bringing this up, but are Eagle Scouts.
Yes.
You've got a group in there, they're Eagle Scouts, and they do, I mean, also on their own, yes, go out and do a lot for this community too.
Yes, they do. They have their own, requirements that they have to do for their troops. And then on top of that, at our school, each year, our students have to give 30 hours. So over 4 years in high school, you're looking at 120 hours of our students serving the community. So it's amazing. Really great opportunity to help the community as well.
Okay, our guest is Erica Piper, site principal of Reading Christian School. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about why should your kids go to Reading Christian School? And, there's probably a lot of misconceptions about Reading Christian School. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that. And, the impact you all have on the community. We'll be right back after these messages.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way up to Oregon, so my buddy Ted Lighty's here. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Carl. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad that you're here. 61 degrees out there. It's going to get up to 82. It's going to be a great day. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just a couple things tomorrow, on the October 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Young Eagle Flights out at Benton Air Park. Just show up there around 8:30, and it goes from 8:30 till noon. Kids get to fly free. And, wow. From, 8 to 17. get to go down there. They get to see the planes, meet the pilots, and then they get free airplane trips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is times, great.
We get a lot of free airplane trips in our life.
Yeah, we get a lot of free airplane trips in my life.
I've got high blood pressure because of that.
You never saw anything like 110 paratroopers asleep on a C-141 or a C-130.
No, I've jumped out of C-141. You don't jump out of a jet. It sucks you out.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. I mean, you stand there. You stand there, and the jump master's got his arms around you. And then when it's ready, when the light goes, he turns you loose, and he pats you, and you take that step. Out you go. Anyway.
Yeah, in the Army, they didn't put their arms around you. That must have been a Marine thing.
No, that was an Army jump. That was an Army jump master because
let you go.
The Army was trying to stand in the door of the light kept
pushing
green.
I kept pushing him away, but you know, it was an Army jump master. He was around a ruggedly handsome Marine. What do you expect?
Didn't you?
All right.
Did you guys have green and red lights on the door?
No, we had cami though. When we were jumping, all y'all were in those little slick green things that slid you out the door. Yes, we did have green and red.
Was it just difficult to teach the troopers the difference?
No, they just had a hold of your pack. There, and when because they had the blast shield on the jets, you know, on that, and they'd stand you in the door sideways. On the regulars, on the 130s and 125s, you'd be standing in the door, you know, looking at the ground ready to launch. And, in this one, it was kind of like, you just kind of stepped out.
Yeah, you must have went to jump master school earlier than I did. I graduated in 89. We had given up the hugging thing.
89, we were still jumping out of prop planes, okay?
Yeah. We jumped out of a lot of prop planes.
Enough of this. Erica Piper, poor Eric, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Erica Piper is our guest, site principal, for Reading Christian School. You know, one of the things about, when you have the name Christian in the name of your, mm-hmm. in the name of your school.
Yeah.
Impact. It must have an impact one way or the other. Maybe several ways.
It does, you know, but most of our families, all of our families, you know, we're like-minded in the way we want to raise our children, my own included. And so it's really a partnership between our amazing faculty and staff and the parents in raising our kids with the core values that are important for us and for this generation. So.
Well, you know, core values is so important because as we're seeing, there's so many things that one of the, you know, a lady asked me one time, she said, what would you teach your son now? I said, mm-hmm. simple. I would teach him responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have responsibility, you can teach him responsibility starting at kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to be able to take care of themselves. And when you teach them that, that there's no results of your actions,
yeah.
or somebody comes in to rescue you, I don't believe it teaches them anything that way. They have a tough time with life after that.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we still tell our kids what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And the great thing about a private school is we have the ability to do that. So, we can really, teach our children the values, hard work, responsibility, getting great grades, you know, what that will accomplish for them in the future. So it gives us a lot of freedom in that way.
And then you're able to prove that too.
We are, yeah. Our students do very well in all of the standardized testing. We have to take the same type of standardized test that all students take nationally to get into college and otherwise. Our students are always leaders in those categories. We are far above the national average. Our students are able to go anywhere to college. They have the same academic requirements that any other public high school would require. And our students, like I said, 100% go on to college. So.
It's just got your spin on how you teach it there.
Correct.
But, you know, English is English.
English is
math
English.
Math is math.
That's right.
Chemistry is chemistry.
Yes. And, you know, a great thing is that our school is small enough that every student and faculty has a personal relationship. Every teacher takes the time with each student. And so you have a relationship built on respect and hard work together, and it's a partnership there as well. And yet we're big enough that we are able to do all the sports and drama and theater groups that every other high school would offer. So it's a great pairing.
Well, we've been there before when you've done the, plays and of course we're going to be broadcasting the football game of the century.
That's right.
You know, if you got to be anywhere.
Eight-man football tonight.
Tonight is Dunsmuir, up in Dunsmuir. So we'll be broadcasting that tonight. And I think if you've been listening to 11-man football, this might be a good chance to listen to 8-man football and see what the difference is.
Very fast. Lots of action.
Yeah. I've got a question for you. We are seeing in the school system a movement away from public schools.
Mm-hmm.
It, have you guys been growing? Has your attendance been on the rise because of that, or like say in the past 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, it has for sure. We we've had a steady enrollment or an increase over the past 5 years. And one thing we hear quite often from our parents is they're tired of not having a say in what their students are learning in public schools, and they're tired of not having any of that partnership. So
absolutely, speaking of what our students are learning, Carl, we have a fortuitous moment here. We opened the show with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals case on the U.S. flag on Cinco de Mayo. Mm. And we have a educator here.
Yeah.
That could probably weigh in. So, do you know the story?
I don't know the story.
Okay.
No.
Well, Carl will update you.
So it's just about they were celebrating, you all as principals and teachers have a very broad range of responsibilities and power.
Yes.
And about what kids can wear. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if your students wear uniforms or not.
You know, we have a dress code, and basically what that is teaching our students to come to school like it's their job. So they need to look modest. They need to look respectable. We don't allow them to wear ripped clothes. We want our girls to be appropriately dressed, so not too short of skirts, not low tops. We want it to be a serious academic environment. So we don't actually tell them per se what they have to wear as far as navy blue pants and a white collared shirt, but we do give guidelines, and we really want to fall within that range of not being too liberal and not being too legalistic. Just nice, modest, serious academic student dress.
So they don't wear t-shirts there.
They can wear t-shirts, but with nothing on them. They can't have any of those slogans that say, "The dog ate my homework, so what?" or any of those obnoxious things that teens love to wear. But yeah, they can wear t-shirts. They can't have baggy pants. They can't have pants sagging down to their knees, and they can't have things that are too tight. So just trying to help them, prepare them for the future. Again, making sure they understand that what they look like and their appearance represents them. So.
And I know many of their parents, they're students of mine, being in the gun industry. I see a lot of their parents come through my classes. And let me tell you, they're good folks.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to take a quick break. Our guest is Erica Piper, site principal for Reading Christian. When we come back, I've got a question about some things that are impacting on education here in California and across the country and what kind of impact that's going to have on you all.
All right.
Because I have a feeling that it's going to have a long-term impact on everybody. And we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and our guest Erica Piper, Reading Christian School.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. It's a nightmare for a lot of commuters in the San Francisco Bay Area this morning after a walkout by workers for the region's largest transit system.
I'm very sorry and sad to be standing in this early morning with the train silenced and our workers on strike.
Union leader Peter Castelli, some 400,000 riders depend on BART each day. A Long Island man in New York arrested this morning for attempting to join Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and conspiring to commit murder overseas. And a search underway for two convicted killers, Florida prison officials say, were set free because of forged documents.
Charles Walker walked free on October 8th. He was serving a life sentence for the 1999 murder of Cedric Slater. As for the other killer, Joseph Jenkins, he walked free on September 27th, 3 weeks ago.
Fox's Phil Keating, Fox News. We report, you decide.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader and landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on her way to Oregon. It's Friday, my friends. Gosh, Friday, October the 18th. You know, we're halfway through this. We're racing through this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's all because Savannah. I told you, Savannah. Didn't I tell you?
You did tell me.
I did tell you. Slow it down. I tell you to slow down this month a little bit.
Me.
You know
you
what?
Tell me.
If anybody, I didn't tell you that.
No, you did.
Okay. Well, it's the 18th. Okay. She's just smiling at me. 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My friends down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a good place. I like it. They do a lot for our community. Right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Head on down there. Our guest is Erica Piper, who is a site principal. And at Reading Christian School. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about, here's what we've talked about since we've been here is the fact that your people going to school there mm-hmm. is growing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that you score very, very high. Your school mm-hmm. scores very, very high in the state test. 100% graduates, 100% go to college and
yes,
universities. 100%. Mm-hmm. Not 99, no. Not 94.3, 100%. Mm-hmm. All right.
That is quite a statistic, by the way.
Proud of that.
They teach core values there mm-hmm. that, you know, frankly match core values that probably most of us have, mm-hmm. but you don't see them because not that the public schools don't want to, but their hands are tied in so many ways. So, you know, I can't say enough. I have my teaching degree and I've taught around here in Shasta County, and I can't say enough about teachers. I can't mm-hmm. say enough about how hard they work. Mm-hmm. But in so many cases, they don't have the leeway that you do in a private
yeah.
school.
Mm-hmm.
Common Core. Let's yeah. talk about this for a second. This has swept the nation. There's 48 states in it. Some states are opting out or they're taking mm-hmm. a pause in this because mm-hmm. there's some things about Common Core that...
It's a big debate.
It's a big debate mm-hmm. going on right now. And there's a lot of money associated with it, mm-hmm. you know, for the government. It's feeding billions of dollars in the mm-hmm. education system. But there are a lot of questions about it mm-hmm. and what it does. How's Common Core affect you all?
You know, we choose what and how we want to teach. And we feel like what we do has been very successful, as proven in our testing and our student success rate going to college. So there's parts of Common Core that we will look at and implement that will benefit our students. But frankly, there's a lot of Common Core that we disagree with. And so we have the freedom as a private school not to have to implement those things.
Things that you disagree with, can I ask?
Yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of working together, cooperative groups, that work in theory, but when you do it in the classroom, you really aren't going to get the results that's required. There's a lot of what people call watering down of the expectations of what our students need to know. So, you know, what we do is we look at the big picture. We will not throw the baby out with the bathwater, but we'll add what parts and elements of Common Core that will benefit our student body and go from there. Make sure that we're teaching them all that we feel they need to know to meet the state standards and exceed them in all areas.
Because you've exceeded them up to now.
Yes.
You've exceeded them with no problem.
Yes.
Now, one of the things I've heard about Common Core, there's a number of things I've heard about Common Core. Now, we've had the superintendent of all the California schools has been sitting right where you're sitting telling us how Common Core is great.
Yeah.
Had people calling up going, well, you know, cursive writing. They're not teaching cursive writing, or they don't have to, which is kind of strange to me because what happens when kids start reading cursive writing?
Yeah.
Is that, is it maybe by osmosis? The other things too was the literature, how they're taking away an emphasis on reading, you know, great novels in literature and making it mostly, nonfiction.
Correct, yeah. There's got to be a balance. First of all, our students still learn cursive. They learn it in second grade, and they use it through fifth grade in everything they write. It's a great fine motor skill, helps with many other areas of student success. When it comes to literature, nonfiction is great. Our students need to know and understand how to read and comprehend nonfiction. But there's also great novels and literature that we've used for decades that need not be thrown out.
And I just know is that you use comparisons in everyday life of great novels. That how can you not go through life and who could not love, you know, who could not know the words, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
That's right.
And it ties into so many different things after that. So I'm glad to hear that. You know, I wish that our healthcare, that people could get together on our healthcare like this and be able to look at the affordable healthcare package and say, you know what, let's take this because it works. And let's take this because it works. And let's take, oh, well, that's not going to work for us. And that's not going to work. And that's instead of kind of like forcing everybody into something. I wish we could do that too.
Yeah. Educators know the pendulum swings. So you've got to take the great parts. You cannot ditch everything that's working really well. You know, every 6 or 10 years and start over. That just hurts our nation. So
it absolutely does.
Yeah.
Because it has an impact in the long run. And it's one of the things we've talked about and on our military. Our military has been impacted so hard that people don't even realize it because it's not going to take effect for another 3, 4, 5 years.
That's right.
But when it does, the gates are going to come down.
Yeah.
Erica Piper is our guest from Reading Christian School. I'm having a great time because,
thank you.
Well, you know what? First of all, I know some of your students through their families and they are just upstanding children.
Yeah, great.
And I can imagine that if they are kind of indicative of what you have out there, I understand why your attendance is growing.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and Erica Piper of Reading Christian School.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
There it is. Excellent.
Boys are back in town. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. Linda's on her way up to, in fact, she's on her way up to, Medford, Oregon. I think they're doing some kind, they got plays and everything. She goes up there with her good friend, Bertha Michalak.
That is excellent.
Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and more. Mike Huber. From granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. He means that too. He can make furniture that will last. You know, it doesn't last a season or two seasons. It lasts forever. And the ultimate lucky smoker, which is sitting in my backyard, and you'll have to come over some night. We'll have, you know, Mike over is the ultimate cook too. I can't say enough about Mike Huber and Estate Granite and more. If you need any type of granite work done in your house, any type of makeover, this is the man to call. He is truly an artist in everything he does. 241-7866, 241-7866, Estate Granite and more.
I like Mike, stand-up guy.
He is a stand-up
guy. Yeah, I've had dinner
at his
house.
You know what? He is a
stand-up guy. Out of his ultimate smoker.
Is it any better than
that?
No,
excellent. It's
Erica Piper is our guest today, and we're just having a great time with Erica. Yeah. She's the site principal out there at Reading Christian, and these are the things that I've learned. And I was, you know, frankly, I was surprised about this. It's your
enrollment
mm-hmm. has gone up steadily for 5 years. And I thought, well, that's super. But it didn't surprise me. Okay, I was a little surprised. 100% graduated, 100% went to college.
Yes.
Is this every senior class or is this?
This is 5 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. 5 years in a row, 100%,
100%. Yeah.
You said this year you got some of the young men and maybe women looking at going into the military?
Yeah, we do. Our senior class is a big group of kids into America. So I guess you guys were talking earlier about wearing the American flag on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Our kids wear the American flag probably 3 out of the 5 days a week somewhere on their body. So yeah, they definitely want to serve their country and give back in that way.
Wow, you know, I really like that.
That's great. And, you outscore all the tests.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, you know, because you're the way you teach, you're taking Common Core and you're taking the parts that work.
Yes.
And you're going to incorporate them into your curriculum, and the parts that don't work and the ones that just doesn't fit into what you're teaching. Okay. We're not going to use
that. Yeah, that's right.
Because you can
choose.
Do that.
We can. We have the freedom to choose what our students learn and know. And really, because it's a partnership with parents, and faculty and students, we are able to really piece together the best educational program for our students. So it's a great freedom to have, being able to still teach common core values or common values, not common core values that are, really important to the families that attend our school, serve our community. That's a big part of what we do. We talked earlier about our students, giving back to their communities, and the world. That's part of our mission statement. So it's important to us that our students are very well rounded.
Well, it sounds like it. And again, I don't know all of your, I don't know all of your students, but I know several of them through their families. And I find that their values are, you know, their core values are strong. And I think if you can catch them when they're in kindergarten, as we've got some people writing in here that saying, oh, hey, my child's in first grade or my grandchild's in first grade, that once you've established this, I frankly believe it makes their lives a lot easier as they get older.
Yeah, we do. We train them starting with our preschool kids, 3 years old, really. We have 3 years old to 18-year old. So, we really are able to teach, in a way that we feel impacts our world and the community. It prepares our students for careers and for college and, in a way that they will be a generation that gives back and that is a benefit to our society. So we're proud of that fact. We work hard to do that.
Erica Piper, site principal for Reading Christian School. Thank you so much for being with us. I mean, that's the perfect way to end.
Yes,
right
thank
there.
You, Carl. And Ted, thank you.
And
you've
so
done
welcome.
You've done so much for our community and for the kids here in the community. And tonight,
yeah, let's
Reading,
play some football.
Go Reading Christian.
That's right.
That's right.
Reading Christian Lions.
Okay, it starts at 6 o'clock. That's earlier than usual, our high school games. I think pregame show starts around 5:30, 5:45. But you'll be able to listen to the whole game.
Yes.
Entire game right here on KCNR 1460.
Yes.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Friday, we're about finished. Hey, at 9 o'clock, we're going to do we're going to rerun the, Kennedy assassination, conspiracy theories, and how was Kennedy really killed? Who was involved in the Kennedy assassination? And this is, our expert that was with us a few weeks ago is going to talk about this because, you know, next month is the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination? 50th or 60th? Happened in 2000, of course, in 1963. 63. So it's the, 50th.
50th, yeah.
There's movies coming out in that, but this gentleman has quite a few different ways of looking at it and what caused it. Okay, hey buddy, we've got, one of the things that as we finish up this week is we talk about what's going on and the gun laws that were passed, the gun laws that were vetoed. We were so close in this state to losing many of the rights we had to carry a weapon or to have a weapon, a hunting rifle passed down from my father. I couldn't pass it down to my son or my son-in-law or my daughter because they were going to make it illegal. Governor Brown rightly vetoed that.
Yeah. And good for him because, the hundreds of thousands of sporting firearms that have been passed down from generation to generation would have been illegal and been defined as an assault weapon. Yeah. So good for him.
Now, maybe you know this because you are, Ted is an NRA instructor and you teach concealed carry all the time plus rifle and safety and rifle. I mean, all time.
Oh yeah. I teach an NRA instructor. Basic rifle safety, pistol safety. CCW 2, ladies only CCW.
You got a ladies only going November 9th and 10th, and I know a lot of women are going to be in there. I think Linda's going to come back and shoot in there again, so she's got a new pistol she just wants.
Yeah, Linda will be there, and you and I will be teaching it.
We will.
And then, on the 9th and 10th of November, that should be good.
We have an advanced class, concealed carry 2, which is an advanced class for pistol. That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
As soon as we leave here, we're going to the range to strategize and set up our targets. So,
may have to shoot.
We may have to shoot today.
May have to shoot a little bit
and
today.
That's going
to
be on the 26th of October. You, myself, Pete Ray, and Bob Shaw will be teaching that course all day on the 26th of October. So we still have some open seats, by the way.
Okay, because we don't take more than 10. I know we try to keep it down because there's a lot of shooting and a lot of work that you do moving and scenario shooting. It's a lot of fun, including we finish up with shotguns and pistols and transitions.
Yeah, we do not take more than 10. In addition, we don't take students that haven't been through a skill builder course or a CCW 1 course.
Taught by you?
Taught by myself or one of the other instructors,
yes. Right. Okay. The passing of the, when they banning lead ammunition. I find that a little strange because I don't think, people that don't understand ballistics don't understand what a huge impact that has on rifles and pistols because the bullet weight changes and the way the, it changes and it, the non-lead bullets are a lot lighter, if the way I understand it. And that even changes how it comes out of the rifle. You must change the rifling.
Well, you certainly have to go out and re-zero your firearms. The biggest problem with the lead, is that, expansion reliability. Lead is soft. And so you can always get a good expansion with a good lead bullet. If you're going to use copper or one of the other, types of metal in lieu of lead, you have a less, your expansion reliability is decreased and therefore, you have a lot more animals that get a hole poked in them, but run off.
Yeah, what you have, if you don't have the expansion, and I just hate to say it like this, but it'll punch a hole straight through.
That's right.
Without expanding, and the animals are tenacious and tough, will leave.
And of course, later, we're sitting here generalizing on it.
But there's other things too. But the other part too is with the feds have said a lot of this type of ammunition, especially in pistols, but they could be illegal because they were counted as armor piercing. However, I think any rifle round
is counted as armor piercing.
Well, what's important to note is you can still shoot lead at targets. You just can't shoot lead at living things.
At animals.
At animals, yeah.
But you can shoot it at people.
You can shoot it at targets. Yeah. And
it doesn't say anything about people. It just says you can't hunt with
lead. Can't hunt with lead. That's right.
I have one other question. Somebody called me last night with this. Can you open carry on state or federal lands? A pistol?
Of course. Sure.
Well.
If it's legal to shoot, it's legal to carry. It's a legal use area. So.
Well, because I just heard, and I've got to check on this, this could be a rumor, but I've got it from somebody that talked to the guy that they were out up in Lassen Park, 8 miles back in, they were carrying pistols on their hips. And the, Lassen Park ranger was out there and took their weapons, saying it's illegal to carry, open carry in Lassen Park.
Well, Lassen Park is not a legal use area. It's not a legal shooting area. There's no shooting in Lassen Park. So the ranger was correct. If you are legal to shoot, you're legal to carry. If you're not legal to shoot, you're not legal to carry unless you have a concealed carry permit and you're carrying concealed. In that instance, the ranger would have never known. So.
That cost them $300 a piece because he wrote them a citation and took their weapons.
Yep.
And it cost them $300 a piece to get back.
Well, yeah.
So that's why then. So,
yeah, it's
because Lassen is
area.
A non-shooting area.
That's right. It's non-shooting. It's not legal to shoot there. Therefore, it's not legal to carry there.
All right, thanks for clearing that one up, because I thought, oh, here we go again. There's another bureaucracy. Of course, he didn't have to do that. He could have just said, put them away.
No, well, that's very true. But, you know, the bottom line is, it's good to know that kind of stuff.
It is good to know that, because I thought, well, that was totally unfair. Well, it's not. That's the law.
No, it's a law,
but if you were carrying concealed, that would have been okay.
That would have been fine.
Okay.
You know, under your permit, no
under
problem.
Your permit.
Not only would he not have seen it, you'd have been legal.
Okay.
National Park.
Hey, buddy, thanks a lot for coming by.
It was great being here. Thank you so much for inviting me, and we're going to have a great day.
It's going to be a great day. Have a great weekend, everybody. And next week, we're just chock full of things we're going to be doing. Anywhere from the opening of the VA new home to the veteran stand down, plus a number of political refugees will be in here next week. Carl Lindebot, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hundreds of thousands of San Francisco Bay Area commuters who rely on the BART rail system are having to find another way to get to and from work. BART employees have walked off the job. BART's general manager, Grace Cronican, says management is trying to trim workplace costs, something the union is resisting.
There are a number of those things that go on at BART, and it is time for management to be able to manage. So we put a number of those on the table with a lot of money that is very fair. Also included in our package is a bonus program.
She spoke with KGO. The unions say they and BART see eye to eye on economic, health care, and pension issues, but the parties differ on work rule matters. SRN's Jeremy House says that Google stock is flying high.
Shortly after the markets opened, Google shares soared over 12% to $1,002. The stock had never before surpassed $920.